Dr. Jan Malbec delicately removed the cover on the petri dish inside the biolab's hermetically sealed isolation chamber. She could now see the profusion of bacterial blooms that radiated out across the surface of the agar gel. This was the last living sample of the bacteria that had caused so much death and destruction to the original colony and the later ISA mission. Yet for those lucky enough to be immune to its devastating psychotic dementia, it bestowed a biological reinvigoration and rejuvenation. It was a two-faced Janus. It could be both a beginning or an end. On the one hand, it was the very elixir of life. On the other, it was insanity and death. Fortunately, it posed no threat to the current colony population, as they had all evolved one way or another to be immune to its darker attributes. But there were those currently en route to Mars that would not be so lucky should they be exposed to it, even though this was the very thing that they sought. One of these missions was already imminent, with others not far behind, all of them hell-bent on acquiring this duplicitous mutation. Jan removed her hand from the joystick controlling the mechanical manipulator within the sealed chamber. She flexed her fingers for a moment, then reached up to the control panel above the unit and flicked open the protective cover on a switch marked Irradiate. Her finger hovered over the exposed red button. Pressing this would send a stream of accelerated electrons directly through the sample, killing all bacteria within and eradicating it forever. She hesitated. In the aftermath of the upheavals that had traumatized Colony 2, Jan realized that if they were to survive, she would need to have a better understanding of the complex, genetically engineered biology of the colony's ecosystem. This technology was, after all, the very reason that a human outpost on Mars could ever hope to function. But much of this know-how was lost in the mayhem wrought by the events of the revolt, specifically the destruction of the Colony 2 labs. So Jan set about building a new research facility in the hope of regaining this lost knowledge. To this end, the med lab in Colony 1 had been repurposed and extended. New modules were added, and much of the lab equipment that was salvageable had been moved here from Colony 2. It was during this period of rebuilding that she realized the cave where Nils and Gizmo had hid out during the first wave of infection by the bacteria was still there, and that only she and the eccentric droid knew of its existence. So she decided to keep it that way and had sworn the robot to secrecy. Although quite what that meant for a droid was hard to know. That said, it did seem to be very attached to her and followed her around everywhere. Nils tried to explain its behavior to her many times. It learns, that's how it's programmed, and like most intelligent beings, it learns from experience, by doing things. The more data it has to work with, the more it will change and modify its behavior. It has spent a long time with you, Jan, and Gizmo has also saved your ass more than once. So it has moved you up its hierarchy of priorities. You have become important to it. Basically, it likes you. You are its friend.